All right, Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sportsline on this Saturday morning. Mike Jones, the head coach of the Mercer County Golden Eagles boys basketball team, is with us, along with his wife, Jamie Jones, on this Saturday morning. Again, bid for bargains coming up at 9 o'clock. You know, I was watching a lot of games when I'm at home. It's easy to kind of sit where we broadcast from, and you can kind of you have a whole view of the home bleachers and the visiting bleachers, and you can see everything that goes on with fan behavior, with the visitors, with the home team fan behavior. You get a good view of the band. And I've always noticed this over the years. I look, and this is even from the Coach Welter days at Aledo, where the wife sits. And I'm like, I was always like, when Angie Welter, I'm like, no, don't sit. Don't sit by that guy, you know, because people were even unhappy with Welter in certain, you know, phases of the game or the season or whatever. Do you tune things? I mean, well, because even when things are going good, we had a great season, still in the course of games, you can hear things.
I'm sure there are times.
Do you tune it out or can you hear it?
I'm luckily for me, having four kids there, you know, aside from watching the game and giving them money to go get candy and they got to go to the bathroom, like, I'm pretty well spent on all those. And then, I mean, with his brother-in-law, you know, with Jen and Nick being at the game and then their three kids around and then his mom and dad would come, my mom and dad would come, my sister and Doug. Like, I usually have a pretty well circle around me of family that know not to say anything. Well, except for your mom every once in a while. She'll call you out on something.
Well, but that's the funny
but
thing.
I can take that.
Because I look at my brother-in-law coaches at Fulton, Pat Lower, and it's kind of a similar story because he married his high school sweetheart, Beth Fell, who was a graduate of Aledo High School. And, you know, we talk about, well, how does the direct family behave at some of these games sometimes, too, even with – because coaching is so subjective, you know, in where you – and it can really – I mean, the thing that can really, you know, trigger the switch is, like, what's my family saying about me? Or what's my mom saying?
Luckily,
what's my
dad? Mike.
And I know, you know, we'll joke about it with Pat at home. It's like, man, your mom was saying this about the Steamers tonight, about what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing.
Mike could usually care less what other people say or think of him. So he's got that going for him. And he's got two brother-in-laws that know basketball and support him and will usually wait to talk to him about it. What I think a lot of the times on the way to work the next morning, you and Doug have conversations on your way to work about his game or your game or lifting each other up, and obviously Nick. So he's got some good support there. The rest of us are just more cheerleaders of good job.
And do you have so you tune stuff out, or you just are oblivious to it a little bit?
Right. It's so loud in that gym, it's hard to hear anything, honestly, in Aledo.
Yeah, that's the one thing about the big runs we've had this year,
too,
where you don't.
And the other, a lot of times, I mean, I usually sit off to our side, and not so much to get away from the crowd. It's just, I know our Jones crowd is a lot to handle, so I try to give people space from all of our kids moving around, so I don't really hear anything. If I ever did, I'm sure it'd be a different story, but I've never heard anything so far. We'll see what the years bring.
No, and is I laugh because I literally do not hear anything that comes from the crowd, and thus it's complete silent moment or something like that. But I'm lucky in the point that I can block all that out. And but there were several games this year that even looked that I would catch a glimpse of a wife standing with their hands up in the air, disagreeing with the call. So as much as she gets after me sometimes for being emotional, I can see there's a little emotion playing in the stands. And then Javin records our video for us, and then I get to hear his emotions on the actual film as well. So I know they get emotional too. And when fans say stuff, hey, everybody says stuff. I'm not even going to pretend like I did it. Do a great job. I'm just learning, and I'll continue to try to learn as long as they'll keep me around here. And so when people have something to say negative about me, I can live with that, and hopefully it just doesn't stretch too far onto my family. And that's probably my biggest concern, is I don't want to have an impact on my kids or my wife or anything like that.
Well, and I guess going into we talk about the spouse's role. Is it a situation where you know you have to have thick skin going in? You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Or do you realize that
after
you get in, saying, well, maybe?
I mean, luckily, Mike so far has had, I mean, even at the JV level and junior high, he's had pretty good records. So it's not like we got, you know, going into it worrying about a bunch of losses and he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, I have pretty good confidence in him. He does know basketball and does know what he's doing. So that's good. But, like, if we ever had issues, you know, with parents not happy or, you know, players not happy, yeah, I mean.
But that's part of, right. I mean, even your good seasons, you still are going to have those right. type of issues. I mean, that's the way the culture is today, for good or for bad. You have to go into the job now expecting that.
Right.
You have to deal with those type of issues.
No, absolutely. And the thing is that, I mean, we were talking off air, is that you're going to, especially in a year like this where we had a great team, a great group of core kids. There was quite a few kids on our team that in a lot of other years would have got a lot of playing time. And that's the kind where, you know, there's probably some parents that are upset, some players that wish they were getting more playing time and upset, but you have to accept, I have to accept that and trust that the judgment that we make as a coaching staff with Coach Blazer and Coach Barwell is the right decision, and know that even I have to look at it sometimes as a parent, and yeah, I can understand why they're a little upset, but we got to do what's best for our team, and that's what we'll continue to do.
So, you know, it's funny when I talked to Coach Grant at Monmouth Roosevelt, of course, he's married to an elder. Mm-hmm. So when they have the, I always kid to him, I'm like, well, what do you talk about at the elder family gatherings? He said, well, my wife tells me we can't talk about the IHSA because, of course, Kurt Gibson's on the IHSA staff. So whatever they complain about that. But at some point, you know, there has to be a little bit of a step-off point of, hey, man, we talk about basketball too much. And even me, you know, I do so many games. I'm like, there's sometimes I go home on the weekend. I don't want to watch college basketball or NBA. I want to watch Walking Dead or whatever, and I'll worry about basketball when I'm back on the job Tuesday, you know, that following Tuesday. Is there a certain step-off point or not?
I mean, during basketball season, no.
Are you like, give it a rest, no, man? I say during basketball season, yeah, you can't say we're not going to talk about
right.
basketball, but it's like, well, come on, it's July 4th, man. The fireworks at Matherville,
right.
calm down about
we'll have
basketball.
Summer league stuff, and he'll still be probably about, I would say, probably about August, once school starts, he'll start getting that itch and having to start getting everything ready, and it's just kind of, you know, leading up to it. There'll be times they'll be like, hey, there's other things going on right now. It's not that, you know, third of the year that we have to be doing this, but.
And the kids being involved in other things helps with that significantly.
Yeah.
Obviously, our kids played, boys played flag football down here. Jaylee's in gymnastics, and then baseball gets hot and heavy now coming up. So we're going to be busy with that stuff. So then it's more of a finding the opportunity to deal with basketball stuff, and she's okay with it, and the kids are okay with it, I think, when that happens, because we have a lot of other things going on. And but during basketball season, there's no time off. I mean, if I come home, it's game comes on instantly of some other kind, if we're not watching game film or whatever else, and it's just kind of, I guess, in your blood, and I think it's in all the kids' blood, and I think it's formed in Jamie's blood as well over the years. So she enjoys it. She was, even last night, she was pretty engulfed in her bracket for the tournament and everything else. So, no, I mean, but once we get done with basketball and now that it's officially over, we move on to youth baseball with the boys, and Jaylee's got gymnastics thing coming up here and that we'll be going to, and so we definitely try to live a life around our kids once basketball's over.
Hit the list that's been piling up during basketball season, right?
So I ask you then, from a relationship standpoint, what's the toughest part, be honest? Like,
well,
being a coach's wife,
honestly, this year went really smooth, but I think it's because the kids are getting older. Like, you know, when I was having baby after baby after baby, it was just exhausting, him being gone all the time and getting the kids home and getting them in bed and waking them up. And
well, I would think that's still pretty tough now.
But they've become pretty conditioned to it at the ages they're at now. They're 10, 9, 7, and 6. So they kind of just go with it. And they know, like, all right, you know, we're pulling in the drive. We got to go home and get in bed because it's school night. And it's already 9:30, you know, and we got to get up early. And, I mean, they kind of know. They get home. We got to get our homework done because Daddy's got a game tonight. It's far away. Or we got to find a book to read on the way there because it's a long trip. And tonight we're eating McDonald's again. So, like, that part, I feel like is gotten easier. That used to be the hardest part. The hardest part now, I'd say, would be like the stress that Mike takes on from it. Like, he takes it all so personally and beats himself up about the losses, or if he didn't do something right, or when it comes to certain kids, how he approaches things. And that part is probably the hardest, just because it eats him up and you can tell he's upset about things.
So I asked the same question to you then. From a relationship standpoint, what's the toughest thing for you in all this?
It's the time away. I mean, that's the big thing is, is that not being at home to with the kids, with Jamie, near as often as I would like to, and getting home late. And I mean, obviously you broadcasting the games, you know, as well as anybody does, is, I mean, I get up for work at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I don't see him in the morning. And there's nights that I don't get home until 11 o'clock at night. So I could go days without really seeing my kids besides a fist bump and a hug before a game or whatever else. And same with Jamie. And that's what's, I mean, why I'm so blessed to have such a supportive family, is because it'd be really easy for her to say at this point, no, that doesn't work for our family, and that's not what's best for our family from a time issue. But they do support it, and it's tough. And you see it in the kids' eyes sometimes where, hey, Daddy, can we do this or can we do that tomorrow night? No, buddy, I got a game. Mm-hmm. Or no, I can't because we got this going on, or I got to go scout someone else playing. And
but then tell them they get to go to practice with you the next night, and they light up and love it. So
yeah, that's by far the hardest part from my perspective.
And then just having the support system at home, I guess. It's easy to put things in, like, perspective. We talk about heat of moment, where you don't put things in perspective in heat of moment, right? But then 24 hours later, you can be somewhere with your kid or somewhere with your wife, and then you can, like, well, this is my perspective moment here of what really matters.
Yeah, no.
And I'll tell you, and this is the truth. And someday you'll wake up and you'll say, man, I remember when Javin used to film those games when he was a third grader. And did I appreciate that enough, or did I accept it enough, or can I go back tomorrow? And you wake up and you say, no, I can't go back tomorrow. And that's the tough moment when your kids get done playing. Specifically my daughter, oldest daughter is done playing, and my son. The one thing I tell parents, this is me preaching, is, you know, I know you're at a sixth grade basketball game right now, and I was the same way, and you want your kids to excel at the best level, but there are certain days you need to sit back and say, just enjoy them, just playing. Just enjoy that, because, boom, it's over in a heartbeat.
I honestly can't imagine how much of a wreck I will be, as Jamie can attest to.
You're getting emotional right now, I can tell.
I was a wreck this year thinking about the seniors leaving, and with the kids going and coming through, and I love watching them play. I mean, we were, as much as a lot of people would think is how hot and heavy I get on the sideline as far as intense-wise, I don't, and I think Jamie would attest to it. I'm pretty calm, and I enjoy watching the kids play sports. I mean, I'm not that dad that goes to a basketball game and yells. I'm not the baseball coach that's screaming at an umpire. It's third, fourth grade.
That's the one thing I wanted to segue to, because I watching your career, you know, from a student athlete to junior high coach to JV coach to a high school coach to a youth baseball coach. Because I tell people, too, by the way, from a Double D Arm State storyline, we can debate all we want to about what game had the most significance or the most reach or was the best. And I still argue to this day that it's the Alleman Sherrard game that you guys played in 2001, right? In the regional championship game at Don Morris. That's the best broadcast, I still say, the station's ever
been a part of. We were hoping to compete with that a couple weeks ago.
Not because of me, because of just what was on the line that day. But watching you then coach at the youth level, in the junior high level, and even the JV level, because you have to approach differently at the varsity level. But I've always thought you did it perfectly at those other levels. That it's more of a teachable moment at those levels, more so than it is at the varsity level, where you know winning's much more important at that level.
No, absolutely. I mean, and that was...
And that's why you don't act like a meatball at youth games. Yeah. Because people... And most coaches I see that are like varsity coaches or coach, I'm like, well, they're at... I'm going to sit by them at a game because they basically behave the right way when they're watching their kids compared to a lot of...
Well, they know what they want those coaches teaching, you know, the kids they had now. They wish those coaches would have taught that when they were at that level. You know, that's what he pushes with our boys, you know. They want to win. They want to win like varsity. They want to win. And he will go time and time again, it doesn't matter right now. You got to do it right.
Yeah.
Make sure you're doing it right.
And you got to keep kids interested and involved.
Yeah. And I remember, I go back to our junior high day, my days of coaching junior high with the legendary youth coach of the year, Heath Smith. And I remember having some parents come up to me and say, we could have won that game. Yeah, we could have. But I don't know what kids are going to be there when they get to varsity level. And my job here is to prepare all of these kids for it. Because with growth spurts, with maturity, with puberty, with everything that plays involved in it, emotionally, mentally, physically, everything else, you don't know. So you just go in and you try to do the best you can to teach these kids and prepare them. Not only, and that's a big thing with all of sports that I love about sports, it goes well beyond the actual game itself. I mean, the success I've had in my personal life is in business and everything else, I have to give credit back to all the coaches, whether it be the Ken Ryan, Tom Ryan, Steve Slavish's when I was younger, the Coach Elder, Coach Stromquist, Coach Munson, Coach Hutton of when I was older, is those are the people who truly taught me discipline. And that when I want something, you got to work your butt off for it. And if you don't, there's going to be repercussions for it, whether you don't play, whether you have to do extra conditioning or any of those things. And that's what I really want to focus on, because, and I've told our kids this, if, and this was the beginning of the season, if we win a regional championship or not, that would be great. That's obviously my ultimate goal. But if in 10 years we could sit down and have a conversation and you're a good adult, you have a family, you're doing well in your life, man, we all won there. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. And that's my hope for every one of these guys, is that someday they can look back and in just a little part think, hey, Coach Jones and his wife were a little part of my life that helped me get to this point. And if I can do that and I can say that at the end of the day, I was a successful coach no matter what my record was. So,
all right, I told you guys time would fly by.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it, and I'm glad you've invested in the community by coaching his boys and the families involved, the whole family. Talk about the brother-in-law and then, you know, mom and dad, both moms and dads visibly at game. That's awesome that you see that type of support, that they're all in this together. And then for me, I loved the home games because Javin was always there filming next to me. And I just think that's awesome how he buys in already at that age. Well, he's just so great. I mean, just having conversations with him about the game, because I can't remember what it was he said to me. And I thought it was a perfect moment. He's like, who did we end the regular season with this year? These games bleed together.
Weathersfield.
We lost, yeah. And so we lost because it was senior night, Hall of Fame night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking off my headset for commercial break, and he's taking down that
tripod.
Yeah, in the iPad you guys use. He goes, man, we just got to get back at it next week. We got to get back at it next week. I'm like, amen, brother. Don't get that, man. So, I mean, stuff like that he gets. And I just think that's a kind of awesome moment, because someday that's not going to, you know, he's going to be older, he's going to be playing or whatever, and those days are going to be long gone, and they'll be sooner rather than later. But it's been a great first year. And look, do you know your camp date yet for the summer?
We don't have a camp date. That's we're looking at gym space and availability, make sure all the coaches in the program can be involved in it, as well as players. So we'll get that out and get it on our Facebook and Twitter pages as soon as we have that locked down as well.
All right. Congratulations on a good first year.
Thank you.
You and Jamie both.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And again, we can't thank you enough as for all the coverage and everything you guys do for us and what you do. Obviously, we talked about it throughout the season that when our family can't be there, that you're able to do that for us. That's huge, and really appreciate it.
Yeah, is your mom like work third shift or something?
She works second shift.
Second shift.
Yep.
So she missed a lot of the games.
Yep, then. But she appreciated how often you were there, because that made it a lot better for her.
All right. Well, go bid for on a bunch of stuff on Bid for Bargains.
Okay.
All right. Thanks to Mike Jones and Jamie Jones joining us on the WRMJ Sportsline on this Saturday morning.